Okay, so we'll see that the halach is negay to Shavuos. Beginning with Erev Shavuos, there are different minhagim. Shavuos has a lot of minhagim. There's a minig to decorate houses and the shul with flowers to remember the beauty of Har Sinai. Some choose to decorate the shul specifically with trees to remind us that on Shavuos there's a judgment for Peiros of the Elon. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us that there's four Rosh Hashanahs, and on Shavuos we judge for the upcoming year the fruit crop, these trees that are used for decoration are not muk. So however, if leaves dry up and fall off, those leaves are muksa. Now Shavuos night, there's a special inyan by the first night not to daven Ma'ariv early, and Ma'ariv and Kiddush also should not be said before Tzeisek HaChav in order to have 49 complete days. As we count the Oima each day, Tmimais, the Pasuk says, so to have 49 complete days, we wait until Tzeisek HaChav. However, women may light candles earlier than Tzeisek HaChav, as long as it's after Plaga Mincha, like on all Fridays and all Erev Yontif. Some ladies have the minig to light before Shkia, some light even before the Suda, but technically the one will be able to light already from before Yontif. Then we have the minig that many people stay up the entire night of Shavuos to learn. It's a minig based on the Medrash, a Zohar. The Magen Avraham brings down a Zohar. And someone who went to sleep in his bed for at least a half an hour after the night meal, any time during the night, if someone went to sleep for a half an hour on his bed, then he could say Berachas HaTorah before beginning. He should say Berachas HaTorah before beginning to learn. Someone who stays up to learn the entire night, the whole night, so then he does not need to stop at Alois HaShachar. Does not have to stop at Alois HaShachar to wash his hands and hear Berachas HaTorah. He could wait until right before davening. Now, after staying up the whole night, so one's allowed to say the brachas except for a few brachas. Which ones? The Altis Yedayim, Berachas HaTorah, Elokai Neshama, and Hamavashena Meinoi. Now, however, even though there's four brachas, Altis Yedayim, Berachas HaTorah, Elokai Neshama, and Hamavashena. However, if one uses the bathroom, since he's touching an uncovered part of the body, so when he washes his hands, he can make Altis Yedayim. If one who slept in a bed during the Erev Shavuos, for more than a half an hour, so then he could also say Berachas HaTorah in the morning. He doesn't have to have someone be Moitzim with Berachas HaTorah. If one fell asleep in the middle of the night on the shtender and he had a good sleep, like an hour and a half, 2 hours sleep on the shtender, so then he could also say Berachas HaTorah. But otherwise, one should have, like the minig in all the shuls, they have someone who gets up and Moitzim everyone with these brachas. After Alois HaShachar, so we usually find there's a issa to eat or drink after Alois HaShachar. Therefore, one has to be careful not to eat. But drinking water or tea or coffee is allowed, as long as you need it to help you stay up, to help you daven. One has to be careful not to put on a talis until the zman of Mishayakir. That's between Nates, between Alois HaShachar and Nates, there's a Zman called Mishayakir, which is from when it's light enough that one can recognize the difference between the blue tzitzis and the white tzitzis. Take a look at the calendar, you'll see when the Zman is. So one's supposed to be careful not to put on before then. If one who stayed up all night feels exhausted and wants to lay down before davening, and he'll daven at a later minyan. There are later minyanim. He feels that he won't be able to be awake for davening, he won't be able to concentrate on davening. So he's allowed to go to sleep as long as he has a shomer, he has someone who will wake him up to daven for the second minyan. So you can get someone who's davening in the first minyan, that when they finish, to come back and wake him up so that he'll be able to daven by the second minyan. Other minhagim we find in Shavuos is we read Megillas Rus. Megillas Rus is laid in Shavuos. In Chutzar, it's read on the second day. Over here, there's only one day. But even a Ben Chutzar that hears it on the first day, it's enough, and he does not need to hear it again on the second day. The minhag to read Hakdamas before the Kohen says the bracha on the Torah. There are, in most places, they like to do this, to read the Hagdamis. Many make a point to eat Milchig on Shavuos. There's also many many make a point to eat Milchig on, many have the minig to eat a Suda of Milchig. Some just make Kiddush on Milchig, each person according to their minig. Then there's interesting minig to drink beer. It's brought down to drink beer because it says Hakadosh Baruch Hu is kaf aleim har kegigis. He held the mountain over them like a gigis is a bottle, is a barrel of beer. So it's also a.
Why not a barrel of wine?
Gigis is a beer. Gigis is beer.
Barrel
of beer. This doesn't pat you from wine. You have wine out Simchas Yontif.
It's the makar for the cheese.
For milchik. So there's a few makaris. One makar is that it says that when they after they received the Torah, so all of a sudden they got hilchus shechita, hilchus melicha, and they had to kasher the kelim. They couldn't go home and eat fleishik. So milchi, just milk the cow, and you have milking, you eat milchi. Rabbi Rosenbaum asked a good question, I'm not sure the answer. He said, Pi cheshbin, they already were getting the mun from beforehand. So why do they need to eat anything? Why do they need milchi or fleshy? But, we have to look into that. Akoponim, so there's the minig of milchi. Now, for the second day, just keep in mind, anyone who's preparing from one day to the next, one's not allowed to prepare food on the first day to be eaten the second by the night of the second day. He has to find that first. There are certain things which one may be able to do, but a lot of things that he cannot do. So anyone who's involved in that should find out beforehand what they're allowed to and what they're not allowed to do. The bracha on cheesecake. Right, if the crust and the cake is and if the pie crust or the cake crust is baked together with the it's usually on the bottom, so if it's baked together with the cheese, so then depends. If the crust is so thin that it does not give taste and it's only there just to keep the cheese from falling apart, then the bracha will be shackled. But if the cheese filling and the crust were, I'm sorry, and they were baked together and the mezainis is there for taste, that will be mezainis. If they were baked separately, first the crust was baked, and then they filled in with the cheese, so then two brachas would need to be made. Similar to, right, when you eat ice cream in a sugar cone or ice cream sandwich, that then Rav Moshe Paskins, you make two brachas. The bracha achrona on cheesecake really depends on how much was eaten from the mezainis part. So even if you're going to make a mezainis on it, but usually you end up eating very little mezainis, so then it's very possible that the bracha achrona will not be alamechim. Everyone should have a wonderful Kabbalah Satorah.